Welcome to Law Subscribed. This is your dedicated news source for all things subscriptions in the law. My name is Matthew Kurbis. I'm the subscription attorney, and I believe subscriptions can help bridge the access to justice gap and incentivize attorneys to modernize and scale their practice like never before. This is a special episode recorded live at ABA Tech Show with Scott Lee of AltFee. Scott came on the podcast over a year ago on episode 26, and so much has changed since then. It was great to finally meet Scott and the AltFee team in person, and they had some great news to share about what happened at the show. To see the videos of my tech show interviews, subscribe on Substack at www.lawsubscribe.com and follow me on LinkedIn, where I'm also posting them. Thank you to my sponsors, 650 and Gavel, links to both in the show notes, and remember to use the code LAWSUBSCRIBED when signing up. The best way to support the show is to share it with someone you know. This podcast is for educational and entertainment purposes only, and nothing said is legal, ethical, or financial advice. Without further delay, here's the episode.
In another special edition of Law Subscribed Live from Tech Show, I have with me past guest of the show, Scott. Say hello again to my audience.
Hi, audience. How are we doing?
We didn't know it over a year ago when I had Scott on the show to talk about AltFee, but just a year and a little bit more later, AltFee was going to win Startup Alley Pitch Competition at Tech Show 2024. Scott, what does it feel like?
Yeah, it's exciting. You know, it's a journey from initial applications through a judge session to get to the top 25, to make top 15, and then be able to pitch here live and come out on top is, yeah, it's been a really cool experience for the team.
So what did you do to prepare for the pitch? Did you just do it a million times in your bedroom? Like how'd you get ready for that?
Yeah, my co-founder Digby and I, we worked hard on the deck. So, you know, we sort of had an angle towards it based on the anticipation about the other finalists and the space that they were in and kind of how we fit into the wider ecosystem. And we went at that angle and it hopefully, and seems like it did resonate with the crowd. And then, yeah, did a little bit of bedroom pitching to get prepared and make sure we kind of dialed it in.
And I will see if you actually have this memorized, but you ended on such a great clincher. Like, what was it that you said again? Something about the like, it doesn't equal like that early time. Do you remember what it was?
Yeah.
What was it?
AI plus efficiency does not equal billing by the hour.
Boom, baby.
Yeah,
I mean, that is like my talk at Tech Show tomorrow is all about that. But it's not just about that. But it's also about how you can use better business model. So obviously there's synergy with what we're doing at Law Subscribed, the CLEs I'm talking about, and what AltFee is actually doing. So I have opinions on this, but what do you think that means for the profession that there's all these AI tools, and yet it's the thing that's going to help them have a different business models is what actually wins? Like, what does that tell you?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, our belief is that AI leads to efficiency. And these concepts are sort of being pushed forward at a rapid pace right now. And where we've been aligning ourselves with those organizations that are doing that is that as you build those efficiencies within your firm, i.e. the work that you're doing is often taking less time than it used to, you have to reevaluate your pricing model to make sure that the value of your services aligns with the price of your services. So that's, I think, where AltFee has sort of found its place within the wider ecosystem of that messaging.
It tells me, I love it. And it tells me that for these last 3 years of having this podcast have not been in vain, that you won the pitch competition. And I'm going to be honest, I voted for one of the AI companies.
Yeah.
but you were my number two. And if we could vote for two, I mean, I definitely voted for you to get in this thing.
Yeah.
But I am so thrilled that it happened. Just in case my listeners haven't heard that episode where you were on the show. Well, first of all, so much has changed, right, with AltFee. So tell us where AltFee is now, what the product looks like.
Yeah, a year and a bit ago is a long time in terms of product development and where we're at. I mean, I guess maybe to pick out a few things that we've added into the mix in the last year or so, one would be what we call our modifiers, but this is sort of the systematic approach that we allow our customers to take around their value-based pricing considerations. So those things that don't necessarily affect how long a project takes, but looking at internal considerations or the client's perception of the value of our services and making sure we systematically look at those as we go through the scoping and pricing process. So we've incorporated that so that law firms can be very intentional in their decision-making around that. That's definitely a big value add that we've added and something that has really resonated with our customers. Maybe another piece of the puzzle more recently has been an extension of our Clio integration. So those Clio customers that are both Clio and AltFee customers are now able to still generate flat fee invoices directly from the scope and price they've generated from within AltFee and directly carry that process out with that consistent description, consistent dollar amount within Clio. But now we're also actually capturing the recorded amount from within Clio and pulling that back into AltFee. So we're drawing this comparison analysis to help firms transition towards their fixed fees with confidence by seeing how much time they put towards it, comparing that against their fixed fees from like an alt fin.
The Clio integration, I'm really glad to hear that you guys have that, because one of the things that I get asked about, because just as the listeners know, they can always DM me or subscribe on Substack, put it in the comments about like, well, you know, what if I, like, what about legal tech? Because it's so hard. These legal tech platforms are not built for alternative fees. They're built with the billable hour in mind first, but I know Clio does the integration with Fidoo. Now it does the integration with you. So even though there's this practice management tool that's that was originally designed around the billable hour, they're making sure that there's integrations that help lawyers who don't want to do the billing time thing anymore. So super happy to hear you're working with Clio. Prices always change. That's part of the beauty of having a subscription model is you can change your prices. But, and it's a little bit more easy to do that. But even the way that you're structured, how you display your prices we love pricing, right? Like, this is like the thing. This is the sexy topic. When I give the CLE, people like the technology, especially here at Tech Show, but they really want to know, like, well, how the heck do I do it, right? Like, how do I do it? And that's what AltFee does really well. Prices always change. They go up, they go down. But what have you learned in the last year for how you used to even just display your pricing? Because now it's not necessarily about how much is being charged, but it's also about the psychology of it, right? And like how users select certain pricing. How do you at AltFee determine your subscription benefits with each subscription tier of the things you offer? And how have you redesigned what that looks like where you're having attorneys sign up to use the platform?
Yeah, no, it's a good question. Obviously, it's a space we spend a lot of time thinking about, both as, you know, we sell pricing software to the industry, but also think about a lot from AltFee's perspective. It's a moving target based on the feedback that we're getting from our real prospective customers. You know, we listen, we hear what they have to say, and then try and create the right alignment with our structures that fit with what they're trying to accomplish. And so one of the things we've done over the last little while is refresh our pricing. And we've always tried to look at this more from, try to get away from a more typical per-user model and more of a way of grouping the right people together. So the right people on the platform that are going to be taking part in the scoping and pricing process. And so we've worked hard to build up some different tiers that resemble the right people to get on the product based on the size of the firm. So that's something that we've worked hard on, and then really breaking down the value add for those different tiers.
This is the AltFee equivalent of eating your own dog food.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
Right? Because like you have to, like you listen to your customer feedback, adapt your pricing, not be afraid to do that. And this is also what you're helping the lawyers do who are using the platform.
100%.
Right,
yeah.
Right. It's like, it's an Ouroboros, like or a snake eating its tail, but it's a good thing.
Yeah.
It's a really good thing. Any other takeaways, anything else that you want my audience to know about AltFee before we have you back on the show to do a proper demo?
Yeah, no, I look forward to doing a full demo and the extension of this. But yeah, no, appreciate the support from the subscription network. Law subscribe community specifically, but also broader than that, just those that are providing subscription and alternative fees within our industry. It's a really important movement that obviously we feel strongly about. So excited to connect with many of you in the months, years to come.
And if you're not already, you still have the directory.
Yep.
So make sure that you check out the AltFee directory. Make sure that you're on there if you're using an alternative fee.
Correct. Yeah, we have a directory of alternative fee providing firms. You have an option to include a bit of description around how you provide your services that sets you apart. And that's intended to be a source of knowledge, but also a referral source of new business for you.
And also expect, if you register and I haven't had you in their directory and I haven't had you on the podcast yet, I'm probably going to reach out to you after you register on their directory. So again, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you. Thanks, Matt. Take care.
All right.
And that's our show. Thanks again to 650 and Gavel for being sponsors. The best way for others to discover this show is for you to share it with somebody you think would find value from it. Follow me on LinkedIn, since that's where I'm most active on social media, and click the bell towards the top right of my profile to get notified about all of my posts about this podcast and everything else I think is valuable for you to see. To get in touch, message me on LinkedIn or email kurbis@lawsubscribed.com. All links are in the show notes. Until next time, this is Matthew Kurbis with Law Subscribed.